Introduction. In 2020, Scotland made the promise, a commitment to ensure that by 2030, all care-experienced children and young people grow up loved, safe and respected. This commitment came from the findings of the Independent Care Review, highlighting the need for systemic change. The goal is to transform Scotland's care system by 2030, Plan 24 to 30. Recognising the need for a structured approach, Scotland introduced Plan 24 to 30, a dynamic action plan detailing who needs to do what by when to fulfil the promise by 2030. Developed under the guidance of the Independent Strategic Advisor, this plan serves as a roadmap for change, emphasising collective responsibility and action, the five foundations of the promise. The promise is built on five key foundations. 1. Voice. Children must be actively listened to and involved in decisions about their care. Scotland must create a culture where decision-making prioritises what children need and want. 2. Family. Where safe and possible, children should stay with their families, who must receive the right support to nurture and overcome difficulties. 3. Care. When children cannot stay with their families, they must be placed in loving, stable homes. Brothers and sisters should remain together whenever possible. 4. People. The workforce involved in caring for children must be well supported to provide compassionate relational care. 5. Scaffolding. The systems in place must be responsive, ensuring timely support, strong advocacy and clear accountability. The role of education in the promise. Education is critical in helping care-experienced children and young people reach their full potential. Scotland must ensure that schools are ambitious for care-experienced students, providing the necessary support to help them thrive academically and socially. Exclusion from education, both formal and informal, must end. Every child must have access to a high-quality learning experience. Schools and teachers must understand and support the unique challenges faced by care-experienced children. Trauma-informed approaches should be at the heart of education. Transitions in education must be well managed, ensuring stability and continuity in learning. Further and higher education must be accessible, with appropriate support available for care-experienced students to succeed in college, university or apprenticeships. Key changes Scotland must make. Listening and decision-making. Children must own their personal stories and all decisions must prioritise relationships and well-being. Supporting families. Intensive, holistic family support must be widely available to prevent family separation. Ending stigma and criminalisation. Scotland must stop criminalising care-experienced young people and ensure their rights are protected. Improving care. Kinship, foster and adoption support must be strengthened and residential care should focus on nurturing relationships. A compassionate workforce. Care workers must be empowered to build strong, loving bonds with children. A supportive system. Scotland must prevent the marketisation of care, uphold children's rights and ensure data is used to improve outcomes. Every care-experienced child must have access to an education that supports their aspirations and enables them to build a bright future. Education is a key part of the promise. Ensuring that care-experienced young people have the same opportunities to learn, grow and achieve their dreams as their peers. Scotland must ensure that schools, colleges and universities fully support these young people to succeed, breaking down barriers and providing the stability they need to thrive. By 2030, Scotland's care system must be transformed to provide love, security and opportunity for all.